Coach, you were trailing with under 3 minutes to go, but you closed the game out on a 12-2 run. So you got several key stops, which is something your team has struggled with. So that's really the takeaway from this game, the late stops in succession.
Yeah, it was definitely something that we talked about during timeouts, of getting stops, consecutive stops, and turning those stops into offensive buckets on the other end. I thought we did a great job of doing that, especially late when we were down, I think, 3 or 5 or something like that. So guys did a great job of taking care of the ball late. We didn't do that early. We turned it over a lot early. And then the biggest thing is we got to make our free throws. I mean, we're a really good free throw shooting team. I think we average about 76%, and we missed our free throws down the stretch. So we'll definitely get back to that and improve in that area.
Well, late in the game, Daquan Plowden came up with back-to-back big possessions. He hits the three that ties the game, then he knocks in two free throws in the one-on-one to give you the lead that you never relinquished. Good to have Daquan to make those big plays late.
It's definitely great to have Daquan late. You know, he did a really good job for us defensively as well, rebounded the ball well. So, you know, he definitely played his part tonight, and, you know, hopefully we can do that moving forward.
Well, this is one of those games, Coach, where the stat sheet looks better than it felt during the flow of the game. Some real good defensive numbers for you. You held Western to under 40% shooting at 39.7. And their top two guys, White and Norman, they go 11 of 33 from the floor, 2 of 15 from 3. So even though there were some things today that certainly you didn't like, that part of the defense, it turns out the proof's right here on the paper.
Oh, it definitely is. We wanted to, you know, make them shoot difficult threes, contested threes. I think we did that all night long. You know, after seeing what Trimble did to us the other night, we didn't want to have a repeat of that. So that was something that we talked about the whole time. That was on the scouting report, and those guys did a real good job of executing.
The, I guess, sore spot might have been the way McMillan and Hastings were able to work inside and keep a lot of rebounds alive. And McMillan ends up with 15 points. Hastings had 9 points, 13 rebounds. What about your inside play today?
I thought we did a great job on the inside with the guys that played. I thought they all finished the game strong. I thought we did a good job of making it difficult for those guys, but them some big boys, and they did a real good job of being physical and getting to where they wanted to go, and they made shots. So, you know, hat goes off to those guys. They did a good job there.
Hey, you know, we talk about how at certain times of the game, it's not always what you do, but when you do it, right? This was a game where you were on the ropes here on the road with a team that sort of was gaining confidence. What does it say about your team's ability to dig deep here and come up with the plays you needed?
Oh, definitely shows you the character of our guys when we're willing to do it. And we were willing to do it today. Now we got to get consistent in doing it every game and not just the games that we pick and choose to do it. So that's the, you know, the challenge for me right now is getting us to do it on a consistent basis.
Well, you also got some good shooting from distance outside of Trey. They did a real nice job of making him work to even touch the ball. He was just 1 of 7, but otherwise you go 7 of 12 from three-point range, and several guys hit threes tonight, and those were good looks.
It was definitely good looks. I thought Trey had great looks. He just missed those looks. He had a wide-open one from the corner, had another one from the top in the first half. So he had great looks. He just got to knock them down.
Well, Coach, nice to always get a win on the road. And now I guess the charge for your club is how can you string these together now instead of some of this or just some of this? You got to keep it going.
One game at a time. Next up, Eastern Michigan. We got to go in and focus on Eastern. This will be the first time we get to practice and since last week, because this week we couldn't practice at all with the games coming so fast. So, you know, hopefully we'll be prepared for Eastern.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. A good win today.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons win it here in Kalamazoo, 82-75.